Hello, patrons. Welcome to the post-show chat. This is going to be probably a short one today because all of us have got stuff to do and Octo doesn't exist. He has vanished into void. Yep. And is just a void beast right now.
That's me.
Which is ironic because we had one of the longest episodes filled with some of the biggest information thus far. All right, where do we start, y'all? Where do we even start?
Do you have any questions? Finally, I got to plug those balls in. Holy crap! It's been 5 episodes.
We got to shock the balls.
Yes. Like, can we tase him? And then you took our taser away.
Yeah. I'm so pissed.
That would have done something.
There was a thing where Fern touched the ball, and then she was in the facility, and it's like, okay, cool. That's a one-time thing, I guess.
Well, so there's a reason for it. I'm not going to explain what happened. Go back, rewatch the episode. There was a reason for it. I'm not going to explain it.
Because we moved it or because I went to
it. It was probably because we moved it, or maybe because something wasn't charged up right or something, or maybe it was a different ball.
Could have been touching her or us, realigned you with not that place or something. Or it could have been that Jesse was like, you can't have those balls. You're starting a new area when you go back. Screw you.
She was just too far away. Those balls are important, though. Everything has a purpose. Mm. So what are some things that you learned that you were like, okay, this might be of importance to us moving forward? What are some things that you think are really, really important to the plot?
Time travel.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, super
alternate
important.
Dimensions.
How we were in the photos, like, we're just there and we're just chilling, and that's apparently locked
when
away in old Alistair's car. Yeah, we don't know. When? Why is he in Egypt so much? Why is he spending so much time in Egypt? That's a great question. Like, he's spending way too much time there and, like, 2 seconds in the UK. So I'm wondering if he's, like, an archaeologist, if he has been, you know, doing this for some time.
Sure.
And, you know, the letter was really strange, too, how there's, like, multiple Alistairs, I guess, because it's an older letter, and it's signed to himself.
Right, and the letter to himself from himself.
It's gonna work.
What?
So there was a letter.
You missed it, Octo.
There was
you
a letter
everything.
Saying.
You didn't watch this episode. A lot happened this episode.
Oh my god, there was so much.
Why can't it just? I thought the whole episode was going to be us trying to pilot the van back home, but no, stuff happened.
Nope. Yep, you missed out. You missed out.
And you got us. We got that one for free.
Yeah, you got it for free. I gave you that because it worked. Your rolls were so good, even though you were terrible at driving, you somehow made it. So, yeah,
I mean, the clutch is going to last 2 more minutes.
Here's
but,
the thing.
You know.
What's his bucket sauce do all of this? Because he was probably up there in his helicopter just chilling out.
Yes, yeah. So just for the catch up for you, Octo, you guys have a secret base. It is a Airstream, one of those Airstream trailers.
Sure.
It is completely hollowed out, and there's nothing in it except the things that you all brought, which is a rug, crappy lawn chairs, a boombox, a bunch of stuff Sam brought from the house that's literally just for her, a machete, a broken lamp, scissors, glasses, an old microphone, a keychain, a boombox that you brought, and then the fact that you have a extension cord as well.
Wait, who brought the machete?
Fern found it on the farm.
Cool.
The outside of the Airstream, they tried to roll for it to have a beautiful painting, but they all failed the roll. So it's an old child Fern illustration of a wizard on a unicorn. It says Wiz Life on it, but it's all done in crayons, and it's very bad and, like, awful looking. It's all stick figures.
Oh, man.
I want one of those cool 70s vans. Hey, you know, we can repaint it anytime. We'll just keep rolling.
Yeah, you definitely can.
Yeah.
What also was discovered is that they went into Alistair's van and they discovered a bunch of things in the van, but they most importantly discovered a hatch. And when they got into the hatch, there was a briefcase, and inside that briefcase were 4 manila envelopes. And in those were 4 photos of all of you together on Fern's property wearing the same clothes that you're wearing now, except you weren't like, you don't know how those photos were taken.
Mm-hmm.
Alistair, the second envelope had Alistair's passport. It says that he was born in the 1920s, but the photo is missing. And the information in the passport details that he's traveled a lot to the UK, but stayed there very, very little. His trips have been very, very short, and he's traveled a lot to Egypt, and his trips have been very, very long. Then the next thing that they found was a letter from Alistair to Alistair, written on a aged piece of paper that basically said, like, everything that's happened has happened before, and you have to stop doing this, and there is no way out of this, and, like, you know what's going to happen, and this is a fool's errand. And then there was a the last thing was a series of documents that, while written and sourcing Sector 7, talked about something called the Secret 7. And you have no idea what, you tried to research it, but you have no idea what that means. And that's sort of what they found out this time. And then they started messing with the balls, and they discovered that you can arc them with the, with enough power, you can create an arc which will create a doorway. The one thing I'll give you, because I, like, you don't, this is an out-of-character thing. The one thing that I thought was incredibly obvious to you as players, but I clearly failed to convey, even though I kept trying, was that literally one of the balls opens and one of the balls closes. That's it. There's nothing more scientific. I was like, one ball opens stuff and one ball closes stuff. And so
when it comes to, was obvious. I thought I got that.
All right. I was just like, because everyone's like, why should we do this and this? I'm like, okay, sure. Yeah. It's like, all right. But yeah, one literally just like,
my head was like time travel forward, time travel backwards or something. I was like, okay, that's crazy.
Yeah, it's straight up just like one opens doors, one closes doors. And so one opens gateways, one closes the gateways, right? Mm-hmm. But it's literally one opens anything and one closes everything. That's as simple as it is with those balls.
Oh, okay.
You can take that. You can take that to the nth degree with that and get real creative with it if you want. So, like, go nuts next time.
We need both balls to open the portal then? Anyway, sorry.
Well, you that's a great question. That's a great question. But could you then close it if you only use the one? If you didn't have the way to close it, what would happen? That's something to think about as well. All right, anything else? Anything else of importance that you recognize or you thought was interesting?
Man, I killed that tech roll.
You did.
I came in.
That was gross. That was gross. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the biggest roll you ever had.
It allows you, essentially, it allows you to search as long as you want next episode.
Okay.
So it allows you to look around as much as you want in the car. Because I don't know that you'll actually do 5 hours of driving, because that's, you're not that far out of where Fern was told that the people were. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So there's a couple of things that stick out in my mind that's important. Like the main thing, what happens at the end that has caused to the whole time travel thing to begin with anyway, what's going to end up happening? This is the fool's day. Like, what goes wrong? Mm-hmm. Is the Alistairs that are in here, are they both the same guy or are they actually just related? Is old Alistair the note we found that's written to his future self and he's got to write one to his younger self? Did they dig up the balls in Egypt? I don't know. There's just
like maybe they got sent back in time in Egypt. Like they were made in World War II, but then they accidentally got sent back into a different time period. Then they had to dig them up. We've been chasing them around
quite
time.
Possible.
Are the Secret Seven the secret? Is it the Secret Seven objects? Are they the balls? Or like are there seven
like
balls?
The seven
or
wonders of the world, maybe. And that's why he's in Egypt.
Yeah. Yeah. They could be people. It could be organizations. It could be anything.
I wonder if the passport photos cut out because old Alistair just took the identity of the grandpa. And I don't know.
But
it's a question still.
Yeah, that's so strange.
Yeah.
They wouldn't just take the passport.
Maybe he's not Alistair at all.
Do I still have the black card that was in his wallet? That I took
you
out.
Still do. You still have it.
We still don't know what that is or what it does, or if it's literally just like a spooky looking credit card. We don't know, but I have it.
You haven't used it in any way that would be viable. Yeah, it's just a black card at the moment.
Okay.
There's no strip.
We'll keep it for now.
Yeah. All right. So moving forward, besides looking for something, what are your thoughts on, like, what's your plan? What do you want to do? What is your objective? Now that you have all this information, now that you're going to go search these, like, why are you searching for these people? To get them out?
Personally, as a group?
Well, I mean, just personally, as a group, whatever. Like, what is your thoughts moving forward? Like, what are you trying to achieve?
I would like to try to see if any of them have any information as to what happened to begin with.
Sure.
If anybody has any knowledge of that.
Vern wants to find her brother because he's obviously still out there. They said they knew who he was. Like it was just obvious that she knew that he was there. Mm-hmm. So I'm guessing that's why she eventually ends up back there, because they tell her her brother's there, and that's why you'll be back in 3 weeks. So she has to like continue that cycle just to be like, all right, well, if I want to find my brother, I'm going to end up back there. So I might as well just fulfill that prophecy.
So is the plan that the four of you are just going to go to this alternate reality? Like, that's the objective? Is that what you're trying to do, is to go?
I was thinking people could just crawl out. Like, we could go there and be like, hey, buddies, it's this way. And then they can crawl through the hole. And then also trust us. Something as bait to get the animal back into the hole. And then all done. World saved.
All done.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I also, as characters, I don't know if we really have just a whole lot. We got a lot of information, but nothing really to do with it at the moment.
Sure.
Like, we're not, well, I guess we still could try to go find old Alistair out there somewhere. He's still out.
Yeah, we don't
He's
know
out
where
there
he is.
Somewhere. Other Although, that, with those pictures, it may be that he's watching you still. Who knows?
We've switched allegiances so many times. It's ridiculous.
I know. We're like, all right, now we're on the side of old Alistair. He's
Alistair.
Fine,
and we're like, he's trustworthy. No, he sucks, young Alistair.
That's a pretty common role play thing, is whoever last did something good for you, they're the good guy. They mess
right,
it up.
Right.
Yeah. Yep. Very easy to sway.
So is there anything else? Any other thoughts before we wrap this up? Anything else you're wondering? Any thoughts on mechanics or anything that you're thinking about that you're like, I wonder what this is about or this does?
Fog. I want to know what that is.
Yeah, the fog is really freaky, but also not something that you really, I don't think I'd want to, I don't think Fern wants to investigate the fog, but she does want to help the people that are in the fog. Like, the fog is just, that's it. Yeah, she's seen enough of it, she's done. She's not going back.
Sure. That's fair. No. I mean, unless the animal happens to be nice, which seems unlikely, but maybe.
Although there is that idea that it's not entirely a bad creature. Like, maybe it's just misunderstood.
Who knows? You have to interact with it. You have to try to interact with it and see what happens. Which, good luck. Yeah.
Maybe we can reason with the fog.
Well,
Jesse, we came up with this plan.
The fog is sentient.
Mm-hmm. When you came up with it, you were like, what? How do you feel about it?
I'm really curious because I have three storylines written up depending on what you do. Oh. I even have one if you go into this alternate like dimension thing.
Is that why you keep asking us? But we're like,
I'm ready to send you on that adventure. I'm like, go on, okay. I'm like, I have a document up. I'm like, oh yes, okay. Yeah, no, I'm ready. So you tell me. You can take your time and do what you want. But remember, as time goes on, you're getting closer and closer to school, which means it's going to hamper your day-to-day looking for stuff. And more importantly, you then have to deal with people like the originals again, who are like ready God to come damn. F you up, especially Samantha, who has spent at this point a week with people that are not cool kids, that are not, her cool kid friends, I guarantee you're gonna be like, where were y'all? Right? So get ready. Time's ticking down as you move towards the school year.
Mm-hmm.
And who knows what'll happen. And at that point, you won't be safe. You'll be stuck in school and anyone can come find you during the school day.
Uh-oh.
Whatever bad happens that causes everything is getting closer to.
Possibly. Who knows?
I don't like it. I'm scared.
Yep. So that is it for us. Good. I like leaving you terrified. That's it for us. But thank you to all the Patreons and everyone for supporting this show and all the other shows on Roleplay. We will see you next time. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.